Along Staten Island's oceanfront, for several blocks in from the shoreline, there are piles of trash mounting in front of homes and businesses devastated by floodwaters.
And I don't know if they will or not, but the fastest way to do it is to prove that your insurance won't cover it.
Workers from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA, are providing displaced people with temporary shelter and explaining procedures for filing claims. State and local officials are also providing assistance. Government help is arriving here on Staten Island, but many of the victims are being aided by their neighbors, their friends, and their family. People who lost homes can find a free meal at this food truck, normally operated in Manhattan by hometown entrepreneur Dominic Tesorero.
So I'm a native Staten Islander, and I definitely felt the need to reach out to the community here.
Most people on Staten Island did not suffer devastation, and they're donating tons of food, clothing, and other items to the people who did. 16-year-old Corey Rettle and his soccer club friends collected donations.
It hurts, you know, inside. My stomach's in a knot thinking about it and stuff. Living in Newdorp, living with all the people, all my friends, you know, houses got ruined and stuff.
Help is also pouring in from other parts of New York and nearby states. That's a welcome sight for people like Damon Rosario, a local artist whose ground-level apartment filled with water when the storm struck.
This is the first water line. You see it comes up to my neck. That's where the water came up to in my house. It goes all the way down.
Rosario lost all his furniture, appliances, clothes, and precious mementos, including some family photos and childhood artwork.
All my early stuff that from when I was growing up, my first experiences with art, my first things that I did, they're all gone. They're all gone.
Too small?
Damon Rosario has a place to stay with relatives and clothes to wear thanks to these women bringing him donations from a nearby church. He says this disaster has provided both grief and inspiration.
Right now, if you look around the neighborhood, you're seeing the best and the worst of what can happen to people. You know, people are here helping, and that's the best, but there's also people that are at their worst. They lost every article of clothing they have, all their possessions, all their things, and some people lost their lives.
Recovery for people like Damon Rosario will take many months, but the way will be eased by the charitable spirit of friends and neighbors in this close-knit community. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Staten Island, New York. This is the number right here.